With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Police say a 15-year-old student opened fire inside a study hall at a small Christian school in Wisconsin, killing a teacher and teenager. Madison Police Department Chief Sean Barnes says the motive is still unclear.
Many of you have asked me about the why of this. Why did this happen? What do we know? What was the motivation? I do not know. But I will tell you this, our detectives are working hard in the investigative process to find out as many answers as we can.
Those comments courtesy of WKOW-TV. Monday shooting prompted a swarm of police officers responding to a second grader's 911 call. New poll says America's trust of the country's judicial system is at a record low.
A new Gallup poll says that Americans' confidence in their country's judicial system and courts has dropped to a record low of 35% this year. Over the last 4 years, the U.S. saw a sharp drop of 24 percentage points. That sets the U.S. apart from other wealthy nations where most people say they trust in their systems. People who answered the poll weren't asked about their political party affiliations. But confidence dropped among people who disapprove of the country's leadership during the Biden presidency, as well as those who approve. Donna Water, Washington.
Connecticut has become the latest state to begin notifying eligible citizens some or all of their medical debt will soon be paid off.
This is all about making sure that health care is more broadly available and accessible and affordable. And we want to make sure that nobody is discouraged from getting the checkup they need, the preventive care they need.
Governor Ned Lamont says nearly 23,000 residents are having $30 million worth of their medical debt canceled. Could be a slow start on Wall Street. Dow futures pointing down now by 140 points. This is SRN News. Special honors for a group of governors.
A coalition of pro-life groups will celebrate Florida's Ron DeSantis, South Dakota's Kristi Noem, and Nebraska's Jim Pillen for their efforts to defeat abortion amendments in their states. The trio are to be honored next month at the annual National Prayer Service that takes place here in Washington around the March for Life. Organizer Frank Pavone says, quote, "The work that was done in these battles to educate and mobilize our fellow citizens has lasting value." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia Senate Republicans are recommending the state write laws banning males from female sports teams in public schools and colleges. The recommendation sets the stage for action in the 2025 legislative session. Republican Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones announced almost identical goals at the panel's first meeting back in August. Legislators in 2022 empowered the Georgia High School Association to regulate transgender students' participation. This is SRN News. 2024, a pretty good year for Bitcoin, and states could see a crypto policy blitz in 2025, despite some of the risks.
The new year will usher in the Bitcoin-friendly administration of President-elect Donald Trump and an expanding lobbying effort in state houses that together could push states to become more open to crypto and for public pension funds and treasuries to buy into it. Only a couple of public pension funds have invested in cryptocurrency. Lawmakers in more states can expect to see bills in 2025 to make them crypto friendly, as analysts say the commodity is becoming a powerful lobby. But critics say crypto's risks are significant. I'm Julie Walker.
Israel and Hamas appear to be moving closer toward a ceasefire to end what would be their 14-month-old war. Top officials from the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt have resumed their mediation efforts. More details at srnnews.com.